Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An Afghan government official says the death toll in a suicide car bombing in a western neighborhood of Kabul has claimed at least 12, wounded 10 others. No one claiming responsibility so far. Also in the news, two Jordanians killed and Israeli wounded by gunfire in a heavily fortified Israeli embassy compound in Jordan's capital. Authorities did not say what triggered the shooting. Incident comes at a time of mounting tensions between Israel and the Muslim world over metal detectors Israel installed at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Muslims and Jews. Michael Fishbach is a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College.
The worst-case scenario is that we could be heading toward a third Palestinian intifada, and that's something that disturbs a lot of people on various sides because it inevitably would lead to bloodshed on both sides. There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources of blame. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid.
UN Security Council set to meet an emergency session today to discuss the violence that's left 7 people, 3 Israelis, 4 Palestinians dead. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with the Kuwaiti leader to discuss ways to end the diplomatic crisis between Qatar and Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain, which cut ties with Doha, accusing it of supporting extremism, Qatar denying the allegation. Christian militia blaming ambushing UN peacekeepers escorting water trucks, southern Central African Republic town of Bengasi, killing 1 Moroccan, wounding 3 others. This is VOA News. U.S. Congress moving toward adoption of new sanctions against Russia for its interference in the 2016 election. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders said President Trump will likely sign the measure into law.
The administration is supportive of being tough on Russia, particularly in putting these sanctions in place. The original piece of legislation was poorly written, but we were able to work with the House and Senate, and the administration is happy with the ability to do that and make those changes that were necessary.
Congress seeking to punish Russia for not only its meddling in last year's U.S. election, but also for the 2014 annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Special U.S. Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker says Russia is responsible for the hot war in eastern Ukraine.
This is not a frozen conflict. This is a hot war, and it's an immediate crisis that we all need to address as quickly as possible.
Volker, appointed by the U.S. State Department earlier this month to negotiate an end to more than 3 years of fighting that has killed 10,000. Police in the U.S. city of San Antonio, Texas, say they have found 8 people dead in the back of an extremely hot tractor trailer. A 9th victim died in a hospital hours later. There were 30 survivors, including 2 school-aged children, along with 20 who are in critical condition in a hospital. No word on the nationality of the immigrants. VOA asked Nell Green of the Coalition to Combat Human Trafficking Texas if this was people smuggling or human trafficking.
For legal purposes, if you have paid somebody to get you across the border with the intent that you're going to go to work somewhere, and you get caught on the other side of the border, whether it's in a stash house or a trailer or whatever, at this point, you have been smuggled. And for legal purposes and for charges to be brought against anybody, in order for it to be human trafficking, you've got to be able to prove force, fraud, or coercion. And you can't do that in this case.
San Antonio's fire chief says it likely that many others wouldn't have survived the night in a trailer because of the temperatures reaching 38 degrees Celsius. American Jordan Spieth won golf's British Open over fellow American Matt Kuchar to capture his 3rd major championship. Spieth, who won the Masters and the U.S. Open Championships in 2015, led the British tournament by 3 shots over Kuchar after the 3rd round, both carding scores under 69, 1 under par. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.